Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. A minor two-vehicle crash was reported in Huron County on Thursday afternoon, June 5th, 2026. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded at approximately 2:57 p.m. to a rear-end collision on private property at 1023 North Van Dyke Road in Colfax Township. The crash occurred during daylight hours in rainy conditions with wet pavement reported at the scene. Investigators say a 2012 Dodge Charger was stopped and waiting to turn when it was struck from behind by a 2022 GMC Sierra pickup truck traveling in the same direction. The sheriff's report indicates the pickup driver was unable to stop within an assured clear distance. The Dodge sustained minor rear-end damage while the GMC showed no visible damage. Both drivers were in seatbelts and neither vehicle's airbags deployed. No injuries were reported, and no alcohol, drugs, or driver distraction were listed as contributing factors. Both vehicles were privately owned and insured. The incident was investigated by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. No citations were listed in the report. And another two-vehicle crash was reported in Huron County on Friday, June 5th, 2026, at approximately 10:01 a.m., According to the Michigan Traffic Crash Report and Collision, the collision occurred at the intersection of Van Dyke Road and Pigeon Road in Colfax Township under clear skies and dry road conditions. Investigators say a 2021 GMC Sierra pickup truck was traveling southbound and attempted to turn right onto Van Dyke Road. The driver reportedly made an improper turn by failing to enter the closest available lane. The pickup then collided with a 2011 GMC Yukon Sport Utility Vehicle that was also traveling southbound on Van Dyke Road. The crash involved only the two vehicles. The GMC Sierra sustained minor damage, while the GMC Yukon sustained functional damage. Both vehicles remained drivable following the incident. Authorities reported that no injuries occurred and no one reported required transportation from the scene. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts and no alcohol or drug involvement was suspected. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash and listed improper turning as the contributing factor. And authorities in Huron County responded to a single vehicle rollover crash late Friday night in Dwight Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 11 p.m. on June 5th along Van Dyke Road near the intersection of Hunter Road. Investigators say a 2019 Chevrolet Malibu was traveling northeast on wet, curved roadway during rainy conditions when the driver swerved to avoid an animal crossing the road. The vehicle reportedly left the roadway, entered a ditch on the west side of the road, and rolled over before coming to rest on all four wheels. The driver, a 20-year-old male and the sole occupant of the vehicle, was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash, airbags deployed during the incident. Police cited speed as a contributing factor. No alcohol or drug involvement was suspected. The driver was not injured. The vehicle sustained functional damage but was able to be driven from the scene. The crash remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
I'm a God-fearing, hardworking... Tim Ozentoski from Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester.
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Stagger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ossentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph
on my International Harvester.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, World Cup logistics heat up in Southern California. Southern California is breathing a collective sigh of relief as stadium workers across major Los Angeles area venues reached a tentative labor agreement, narrowly averting a catastrophic strike just ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The last-minute deal sources enhanced health care benefits, or secures enhanced health care benefits, cost of living wage increases, and stricter safety protocols for the thousands of hospitality and security personnel. With international soccer fans already arriving in the region, a strike would have crippled the logistical infrastructure of one of the tournament's primary hot host cities. Local organizing committees say the resolution ensures that operations will run smoothly as global attention shifts to the historic 48-team event. And in our international news, India fast-tracks nationwide semiconductor mega plants. New Delhi is positioning itself as a dominant global tech superpower by fast-tracking the construction of 3 massive semiconductor fabrication plants in the western state of Gujarat. Backed by extensive government subsidies, the mega factories aim to break the global reliance on East Asian microchip supply chains, which have been plagued by geopolitical instability. The swift development has attracted multi-billion dollar investments from top European and American tech conglomerates eager to diversify their production hubs. Indian tech ministers state that the first batch of domestically produced silicon chips is on track to roll off the assembly lines by early next year, fundamentally altering the global tech landscape. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our obituaries, Wilma Catherine Kovac of Owendale, age 102, passed away Monday, June 8th at her home following a long life well-lived. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan on June 6, 1924. On April 19, 1947, she was united in marriage to Alex Kovac. Wilma is survived by her daughters Carolyn and Kathleen, sons Alex and Jeffrey, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. A funeral service for Wilma will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 12th, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Linkville. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Friday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Lutheran Church, Linkville. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.